Blessed be the name of the Lord. Revelation chapter 2, we start with verse 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. The message to the Ephesian church age. That was Ephesian, the spiritual church. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them. We say, they are what? You have tried them. Who said they are apostles, but they are not? And you have found them to be what? To be what? Liars. And there were some people in their midst, also verse 6. He said, but this, after commending them, he said again, but this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. There was the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which they hate. They hated. And there were those again that were posting as apostles, and they tried them and found them to be liars. Oh, praise God. What did they use to try to know whether somebody is a true apostle or not? Is it anointing? If it is anointing, Simon the sorcerer was anointed. What are you supposed to use to confirm whether somebody is a man of God or not? It is not the anointing. It's more than that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And those who have the deeds of the Nicolaitans, what is the deed of the Nicolaitans that they hated in that church? It is the deed, actions. Nico killed laity, the congregation, the followership, the actions of the leaders that destroyed the faith of the believers. The deeds of the Nicolaitans. Praise God. And this all fulfilled also here in our age. Always remember that the first church age, all the demons and the errors that were prevalent in the church, that the spirit fought against, when you move to the second church age, they did not stop. They only added another one to the errors that they had. So the second age, we have their own plus the one that transferred from the first age to them. So also, the third church age, we have those two spirits together to join the third one. The fourth age, all those three spirits together, we join the fourth one. The battle continues. Give us more soldiers, more reinforcement in the sixth church age. Add another one to the five that existed before. Therefore, all those false apostles is a spirit. Don't think that it's stopping the official church age. It follow until this last church age. Amen. So what is the deed of the Nicolaitans? It is what the preachers have done, and remove your faith in God and place your faith on man. They kill your faith. Kill your faith, and you begin to look up to them rather than to God. And so, what do you see today? Praise God. There is no true identity that we are destined to conform to. We are destined to conform, Romans 8:29, to the image of Jesus Christ. That is our destiny. That is our destiny. But what did these false preachers do? I say it again. What do you use to try them to know whether they are true or false? God gave us an apostle. Apostle Paul. Watch all the apostles. 11 of them. In fact, 12 of them. Because Paul replaced Judas. So they were still 12. You can't defeat the purpose of God. If Pastor Moses decide to drop microphone, God will raise another person. The gospel will continue. If I die today, the gospel will continue. Nobody can stop the purpose of God. And you are not the one that will select who will replace me. He will replace me by himself. This is not a political party. There is somebody who owns the church. Jesus is his name. Praise the Lord. What did they use? I can give you one thing that you can use. There are two, but let me just tell you one first. The second one, now we dwell on today. But there's one. Listen. The whole apostles in the Bible, they had one objective in their sermon. What were they pointing us to? They were pointing us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To behold him. Behold him. Look unto Jesus. And if you are going to look like Jesus and be transformed into his image, where will you be looking? You'll be looking at his face. You can never be converted until you stand and look at the agony in the face of Jesus. Look at, you can never appreciate mercy until you look at Jesus Christ with his eyes full of love. And the more you look at him, the more you transform to his image. But the modern day preachers, instead of, they all point us to Jesus, so, but the apostles pointed us to his face, but the modern day anointed sorcerers, where are they pointing us to? To the hand of Jesus. Instead of looking at his face, they are telling us to look at his hand, what he can give us. Attention is focused in the hand of Jesus, what he has to give you. And if your attention is in his hand, you will never look like him, because you will never know how he looks like. That is the deed of the Nicolaitans, and that is what they used to try them. Why are the apostles pointing us to the face of Jesus? You are pointing us to what we can get from him, his hand. They found them to be false. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jude chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Jude from verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Are they here today? Are they here today? Can I see their hand? God bless you. He said, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. And the church will say, I'm reading a letter now from Apostle Jude. Can I go on? Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Then, verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. What did he say? They crept in unawares, turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness. If that is not fulfilled today, you cannot see it. You cannot see anything else that is going wrong in the Christian faith today. They crept in unawares. That makes you understand that parable from verse 24. Matthew chapter 13. The parable of the wheat and tares. The owner of the farm, that farm there is Jesus Christ. I mean the church of Jesus Christ. Christ himself went to plant the good seed. The true children of God, the believers. He said, but while men slept, because Jude said they crept in unawares. He said, and he came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Where did he sow it? In the same church. So the church has become a mixed multitude. That tells you why Apostle Paul, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, he said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. How? What is the mystery of iniquity? How? Without us knowing, Satan smuggled his seed in the church. And not just that they have come in there, they have taken over the church. That is the mystery of iniquity. The church, like it happened in Israel, was a mixed multitude. It's still a mixed multitude. From these little scriptures I have read, all manner of birds perch on the branches of that tree. The enemy also planted tares when good seeds were planted, so that tares and the good seed, we all grow together, mix together and become one, that they may be one. Christian Association. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But in Romans chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 8. Romans chapter 9, let's read it. Hallelujah. Not as though the word of God has taken none effect. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Hallelujah. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham. Neither because all of them are saying we are Christian, they are speaking in tongues. Are they the seed of Abraham? Are they all children? But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. Carnal people. Anything outside of the Holy Ghost is carnality. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. And we talk, hallelujah, controversy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth the seed that he planted in that farm. Therefore, not all in Israel are of Israel. Not all Christians are of Christ. Not all those who say they are Christians, they are of Christ. Take note of that very well. Because some of them, amen, two seeds with different fathers, different masters. Because one master planted the good one. Another master again came and planted another one, the tares. And everyone will resemble his father. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you can understand 2 Corinthians chapter 11. From verse 13 to 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, Satan has ministers, if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. These are very heavy scriptures that you don't see people reading it anyhow in churches. You can't read this because you won't be able to know how to explain it. Satan has his own ministers. Simon the sorcerer is one of them. Hallelujah. Number one, originally, he is a babalawo. So he came in. He said he is who he believed. But what brought him there is something else entirely. It's entirely something else entirely. There is something else he's looking for. He's only looking for more power to continue with his sorcery. Oh yes. And time will tell. Time will tell. Because in this church, praise God, I told you about 13 ordained ministers have left. And somebody once sent me a text. One of those funny ministers disturbing me. That am I a Christian? I should reach out to all those people who have left. He was mentioning their names one by one, one by one, one by one. And if I'm a true father, a father does not abandon his children like that. I should reach out. He was trying to appear very sanctimonious and holy and spiritual. He's also another criminal that left here. And I told him, I said, every father knows his children. Why are you forcing yourself to be my pikin? I know my pikin. And my child must resemble me. Okay, so Philip went and had a revival in Samaria. And then a sorcerer believed. Abi? And he was following them. And he was following them. You see? There was even another woman, a young girl that was a damsel that was following Apostle Paul. And was every service she would fall down and prophesy. You may be a prophet, yeah, a prophetess that fall down, always giving vision and prophesying. And every time, God said to my servant, hey, church, listen to Pastor Alu. He's the one I have raised in this generation. And then every time the girl was following Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was more spiritual than that. I am more spiritual than to use your prophecy and swell my head. The more you prophesy, better know it now if you don't know this secret. The more you are calling my attention to study you. It's better you sit down with your iniquity than to announce yourself by operating any gift. I think that through that, you will confuse this malam. Then you become whatever it is you want to become. We know you. Paul told and rebuke that spirit. He rebuked the spirit after some days, so it was not the same day. He took time studying that spirit first. Praise the Lord. Did that spirit prophesy anything wrong? No. Was he not saying the truth of who they are? Eh? But Paul must have noticed something about that girl. Maybe she was prophesying, but around her they can't dress where she dress. It was not Bishop Paul, so he turned and he looked at her. By their fruits, you will know which spirit is speaking. Maybe after the crusade, the girl will run to the Apostle Paul's office and be seducing him. Go show him breast like this. What I'm saying, am I not correct? Prophets. Eh? When they tell they mean you, eh? They will come, God will say, you should bring me up in the prophetic. Apostle Paul, look up. and rebuked that spirit. And that spirit kept quiet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 John chapter 2, if you don't know, verse 18. Little children, Apostle John is talking to us. It is the last time, that is, it is the end time. And you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, are there many Antichrists? Plural. Whereby you know that it is the last time. Verse 19. He said, they, those Antichrists, went out from us. But they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Verse 20. He said, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Do you know, hallelujah, that there was a Demas that worked with Apostle Paul? In the book of the Colossians, you discover that Paul made reference to him as one of his companions, ministers that believed the message. But it was something that they were looking for. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. By the time you get to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. It says, for Demas has forsaken me. Why? Having loved this present world and is departed unto Ajawo Estate. Mushi. First gate. Bokono. Praise the Lord. There's one of them that 1 year before he left this place, he had to come with his brother to beg because I won't let him rest. That one, child. All this one, where's this small minister could just charge you 10,000, 20,000 to go to your village, come back. Now hungry, just the wire this once, then just use that one. That brother, if you know one charge you, I hear say now 200,000. And it's not everyone he talks to. Look at you like this first. So I call him to my house. I said, brother, I advise you to leave this church. You are very anointed. If you go open shop, plenty customers will come. Your church can even grow bigger than Bride Assembly. You don't belong to this place here. I spoke to him. I said, two cannot work together except they agree. You believe that your gift is, you will live by your gift. But I don't believe that you have to, live by your gift the way you do. And since that is how you believe, and I'm not the one that gave you that gift, so don't be afraid, I can collect it back. I advise you, just go so that you live peacefully. He begged me. I said, well, I want you to change. I'm not interested in driving you away. This is a young man that can neither read nor write, but very anointed. That's a young man I thought I could break inferiority complex and let him believe that he also has something that can be appreciated. Which I succeeded like I do many of them here. That God is not an Englishman. So whether you go to school or not, your qualification is the anointing he has given you. Use it without feeling inferior. Well, eventually he had to leave. Praise God. But watch what they are doing there in Ajawa Estate and see whether there is any semblance with anything in the Bible. Apart from all the abominable things that I personally know he is involved in, that he refused to repent, and even now there is a master of his own. Only God knows the limit he has taken it to. Praise the Lord. Yet anointed. Yet he was walking here. What was he doing here? He was another Simon the sorcerer. He was another Demas. What was he doing? He was here to acquire more power. And when the time reaches, go and see what they are doing there. And they are quick to say they are product of right assembly. They design their altar like our own. They put the symbol of faith like our own. They have their choir like our own. The only thing they don't have here there is they don't have the word. Praise the Lord. The only thing is it is a family church. Now here are your brothers and your mama, they take care of the church. And it is a one man. No other person should minister there. Not only him. Where did he learn that from? How can you now say he's my son? You are not my son, no. Go and look for your papa. Who brought you here? You know it was not God that brought you here. Praise God. And all the rest. Okay, when somebody lives here and stay here for more than 10 years and ordained minister here, a charge of evangelism, and lives here to start his own, and the first thing he does is to change his title from pastor to reverend. One is on his reverend. Then another one is bishop. Live here and the next month you are bishop. So where did he learn that from? How can you say I am his father? Or the Calabar man that has his own Atikeja. I've seen it. Women are sitting down there wearing trousers, painted faces, dressing naked, and operating anointing there. Oh, where did you come from? I'm a product of Bride Assembly. Which Bride Assembly? Pastor Moses, my father in the Lord, Zubakwa. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What? Why did Demas leave Apostle Paul? He said he loved the world. He loved the world. He was not ready to go through that narrow way anymore, that rugged faith anymore. He loved the world. And go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, from verse 15. 1 John chapter 2. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abided forever. So when they choose to go to the world, they have chosen to forsake the Lord. That's exactly what you see. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who are they? Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and verse 18. Now I beseech you, brethren, Apostle Paul is speaking. He said, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do what? Avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. Who do they serve? Hey. They serve their own belly. And how do they do it? And by good words and fair speeches they deceive the hearts of the simple. Go to Philippians again, chapter 3. Verse 17 to 21 again. Apostle Paul again. Brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. He said, for many walk. You see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, he spoke to the church in Rome. Then he went again to Philippi and repeated the same thing. Let's read on. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction. Whose God is what? What is their God? Their belly. And whose glory is in their shame? What do they do? Who mind earthly things. Earthly acquisitions. That's the whole motive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so he told Timothy, Paul told Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13. I'll read it up to verse 17. He said, but evil men and seducers shall walk worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Timothy, may thou continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My emphasis there in this end time. Take note that evil men and seducers, they will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That is the spirit of the age. When Jesus Christ said, go to them that buy and sell, then you understand. Oh, glory be to God. Who are they? 2 Peter chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even deny the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves what? Swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Note verse 3 now. And through covetousness, earthly things, worldliness, shall they with feared sweet mouth make merchandise, trade with you. They will make merchandise of you, commercialize you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not, because they will never go unpunished. That's a punishment that is reserved for them, says the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember in Matthew 24, the first thing that Jesus Christ told them concerning the end time, he told them, beware of false prophets. He said, for false Christs shall arise. Let's read it. Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Verse 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I have explained this. Many will come in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I am anointed. Christ means anointing, anointed one. That is, they will claim that they are anointed. Hallelujah. Go to verse 23. 24, 25, 26. Then, at the end time, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, false anointed ones, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. Somebody shout, signs and wonders. Oh, say very loud. They will show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. 25. Behold, I have told you before. 26. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in worry, he is in Kotu, he is in Ijesha, go not forth. Behold, oh, they tell you, behold, he's in a secret chamber somewhere. He said, what? Believe it not. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because in Acts chapter 13, there is another man, Elimas. That was another sorcerer. There was his nickname. He was called Bar Jesus. Bar Jesus means son of Jesus. And yet, he's a son of the devil. So it is not the name you bear that will make us know, because they are imposters and impersonators. A tree is known by her fruit. Blessed be the name of the Lord.